So the topic we're going to begin discussing is Shaila of Zeh Oker v'Zeh Meniach. What happens when you have one person who does the Akira and then you have somebody else who does the Hanacha? So just important to note from the outset that this question of Zeh Oker v'Zeh Meniach may be a different question than the case where you have one person doing the Akira v'Zeh Hanacha and then you're wondering which one's the Ikra and which one's the Tafel. Meaning you might be Mechalik in a case where you have two parties dividing the Akira and the Hanacha between them. And then you could ask, in isolation, which one's Ikra and which one's Tafel. And you might have a separate Shaila, when both the Akira and the Hanacha are done by a single party, which one's Ikra and which one's the Tafel. And you may not get the same answer. So we'll see some of that already hinted at in the Makoros we're about to see. So you really have five possibilities when you look at a case of Zeh Oker v'Zeh Meniach, which one you're going to pick out as the Ikra, or which one you're going to pick out as the primary Mechayiv. So the first question is going to be a question of, when you're dealing with the Malacha of Hotzah, what's the essence of the Malacha? What's the soul of Malacha's Hotzah? Is it the Akira, is it the Hanacha, or is it the Chila for Shiyos? That's a Shaila in just defining Malacha's Hotzah. The second question, or the second factor that has to be considered, is Gzeira Shema. Meaning it's not a question about the Iker of the Malacha, it's a question about how vigilant we have to be in preventing the Malacha from coming about. So in terms of our vigilance, and in terms of guaranteeing that there's no Iser being done, so you might focus more on, let's say, the Akira, because that's what initiates the process, even if the Akira is not necessarily the Ikra Malacha. A third factor that you're going to have to factor in is the Gemar. That sometimes accountability or liability for a Malacha doesn't always lie in the Ikra HaMalacha. It could very well be that one stage is the Ikra, but in order to be liable for the Ikra, so you have to do a different stage of the Malacha. A fourth factor will be Rov versus Miyut. Okay? You might say that in order to be chayiv for a malacha, you're chayiv. What are you smiling over there? You think that's disputed? Roe versus Miyut?
I know.
Okay. So a fourth factor might be Roe versus Miyut. Even if something is not necessarily the Ikra malacha, you might, in terms of just shifting accountability, you might say that a person who has Roe hamalacha is accountable, whereas the person who did Miyut is kind of batel b'miyut. And a fifth possibility is to look at the Hagdaras of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. Meaning, even if you can't pin down a gzera or a gemar or an ikra hamalacha or rov hamalacha, so you might say, with respect to the general dinim of chatzi shir asur min haTorah, which part of this process is more nitan to a chiyuv? Which lends itself more to an isra of chatzi shir min haTorah? Okay, so those are the five factors that we're going to see the Rishonim throw around when they deal with the cases on Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara said that we're only going to be machshiv pturi da'asuhu d'chiyuv chatas. We're not interested in all the cases of ptur. We're interested in cases of Ptur that have the possibility to bring about a Chiyuv Chatas. So just that line of the Gemara we noted could be taken in two ways. Either in a pragmatic sense, something leads to a Chatas or something is more associated with a Chatas, or in a fundamental sense, in terms of defining the Malacha of Hotzah. So let's take a look at the different Shitas we have in the Rishonim. We'll begin with Shitas Rashi. Rashi and Daf Gimel points to the Akira as a Ptur Da'asu L'dei Chiyuv Chatas. Now if you take Rashi Kipshuto, as Shua pointed out ever so elegantly yesterday in Shir, that Rashi Kipshuto seems to focus on a Gzeira Shem Yigmar. Right? It's really just about a vigilance. Bezin has this responsibility to make sure that a malacha is not done. So in safeguarding the Isra Malacha, so you'll pashtus, you'll put a Gzeira on the beginning, on the initiation of the Malacha. So Rashi is not saying that the Akira is the Ikra HaMalacha. Rashi is simply saying that something that gets started may get finished. So it's Gzeira Shema Yigmar. Tosos challenges Rashi, and Tosos says, an Akira below Hanacha is an Iser Tiltel Ba'ama. So it doesn't make any sense to just make a Gzeira on the Tiltel. So I just thought it's interesting to add in here, that if you look at Rashi in Beitza on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, so the Gemara there is discussing, yes, Doron, what's the Gemara discussing there?
We're discussing the connection between
Hotza and Tiltel. Right, the Gemara is discussing the relationship between Tiltel and Hotza, and the Gemara says that all of Tiltel is Gzeira Mishum Hotza. I don't understand what was yesterday. So Rashi there on Lamed Zayin says Tchilas Hotzah Al Yedei Tiltol. At the beginning of Hotzah is Al Yedei Tiltol. Meaning the basis for the Gzeiras Muktzah is that it's Tchilas Hotzah. Tiltol is Tchilas Hotzah. So when Tosos here challenges Rashi and says, how could you say that Akiros are considered Tchilas HaMalacha? After all, Akiros is only Tiltol. So when you combine that with Rashi and Beitza Lamed Zayin, Rashi says that Tchilas Hotzah is Tiltol. So it works out very nicely. And Rashi would say that that's the source for the Gzeiras Muktzah. So who adin? This could be the source over here for Gzeira on a Pturi D'Asiluhu L'Dei Chiyuv Chatas. That's one interpretation of Rashi. The other interpretation of Rashi is that Rashi is not talking about a gzera shema. Rashi is talking about a mechayiv. The real mechayiv, the real soul, the warp and the woof of the Isra Hotzah is the Akira. So this shita, even though it's not so explicit in Rashi, so it may be read, you could read it into Tosus's challenge of Rashi. That's how we answered Shua's question yesterday in Shir. That you see that Tosus attacks Rashi for Tiltal Ba'amah being nothing. Now it could be that Tosus agrees to, let's say, Rashi and Beit Alamid Zayin, right? Clearly that Tiltal is the basis of Muktzah, which is based off Hotzah. But Tosus is saying that that's not significant in the Malacha. And then Rashi would be arguing, and Rashi would say, no, Tiltal Akira is significant in the Malacha. But whether you want to read it into Tosus' critique of Rashi and Rashi's defense or not, it's clear that the Chachma Asma Noach in the back of the Gemara here thinks that there are two ways of reading Rashi. One of his reads being that the Akira is the real Mechayiv. So that fits in with Tosus, the next Tosus on the page, where Tosus says that when you have Shnaim Shasua doing a Melech HaSafutzah, so which one are you going to be Chayiv for, the Akira or the Hanacha? So Tosus said, of course you'll only be Chayiv for the Hanacha. Because an Akira Beli Hanacha is, or Akira alone is not enough to Mechayiv you. Tosus said it's the Hanacha. So the Chachma Asma Noach said that according to Rashi, that the Akira is the Iker. So Rashi would hold that in the case of Shnayim Shasua, the Havamin and the Gemara is to Mechayiv you only for the Akira. That doesn't make sense if you read Rashi as a Gzera. If you read Rashi as talking about the main Mechayiv, then it makes a lot of sense. A third way of reading Rashi is suggested by the Rashash, that Rashi here is not working off Klali Hotzah. It's not a Shaila in a Gzera, it's not a Shaila in the Mechayiv of Hotzah. Rashi is simply working off the Klal of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So that's why, says the Rashash, that if Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah is based off Chazil Starufe, that if you begin with Miktzas HaShir, we're Choshesh that you might be Mashlim this year, so then Chatzi Shir in Hotzah would only be Asur in Akira. Because Akira is Chazil Starufe with the Hanacha. Hanacha is not Chazil Starufe with an Akira. That's the Rashash's reading of Rashi. So din in Chatzi Shir, not a din in Hotzah per se. That assumes two things. A, it assumes that Chatzi Shir is relevant to Melachos Shabbos, which the Rashash demonstrates is Rashi Shita against the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi thinks that Shabbos is not relevant to Chatzi Shir in the Torah. It also assumes that the Hanacha is not Chazir Tzarufe. I mean, it assumes a very technical understanding of Chazir Tzarufe that before, technically, you could add something onto it. If you assume that Chazir Tzarufe is just a way of gauging that there is a Chepta Di Surah here, or there is a Maisa Avera here, just not with enough of a Shir, so you could say that the Hanacha also is Chazir Tzarufe with potentially an Akira. Okay. So those are two assumptions that the Rashash is making within Rashi. We have three understandings of Rashi's position here. It's very interesting that if you contrast this Rashi Shita here in Gimel Amud Aleph, to Rashi on Rashi in Shavuos Daf Hey, you have a bit of a problem, because Rashi in Shavuos defines the Bifnim and the Bachutz of the Mishnah in terms of Hanachos. And there are three ways to read the Bifnim and Bachutz in the Mishnah. Either it's referring to Ani and Ashir, the person who's standing inside and the person who's standing outside, or it's referring to Hachnasa or Hotzah. Rashi in Shavuos said that Bifnim is referring to Hachnasa, which means that he's defining the Yitzios of the Mishnah based off the Hanacha. So it's a little strange that Rashi, who emphasizes Akiros, Rashi in Shavuos Daf Hei, in defining the Mishnah, emphasizes Hanachos. So if you say that Rashi and Daf Gimel is all just Gzeira, so it's fine. In terms of Gzeira, the Akira is more significant. In terms of the Mechayiv of Hotzah, then you could say the Hanacha is more significant, like Rashi says in Shavuos. Or you could say, based off what we mentioned earlier, what we hinted at in the end of last year, that Daf Gimel is the case of Ze Oker v'Ze Meniach. The Mishnah Daf Beis is a case of one person who's doing both the Akira and the Hanacha. So maybe when one person is doing both the Akira and the Hanacha, then the Hanacha is the Mechayiv. When it's split up between two people, then you could say the Akira is the Mechayiv. That would emerge if you wanted. That's the solution you'd have to suggest for those two Rashis. Just also note that Rashi in Ksuvis, which we mentioned yesterday, Rashi there says that the Akira is the Haschalas HaMalacha. Okay, so the Akira is the beginning of the Malacha, and that works in nice with the Rashi here says that Akiros are Tchilas HaMalacha. Not just Tchilas HaMaisa, but Tchilas HaMalacha. That works nicely with the fundamental read of Rashi against Shua's Gezerah read. Want to defend yourself now or later? All right. Tla? Tlamet Zayin. Then we have the position of the Rabos of Shalrashi. Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, who emphasize not the Akira, but the Pshitas Yad Lifnim. Bein Malea Bein Rekanes, he Tchilas HaMaisa. So here we just were Medayik, based off Yonatan's Diyak, that Rashi in the beginning starts off with Tchilas HaMalacha, when he's describing his Shita. When he describes his Rebbeim Shita, he talks about Tchilas HaMaisa. So we suggest that for Rashi, maybe it's a fundamental issue about the Akira being the Mechayit. For the Rebbeim, that's a Dinim Pshitas Yad Rekanes, clearly it's not Tchilas HaMalacha, because he didn't do anything. So if anything, you'll be mechayiv him only for the initiation, for tchilas hamaisa, even though halachically nothing was done. So we just noted that the Ramban challenges the Rebbeim of Rashi by saying that you can't be mechayiv somebody for doing something that has potential to be maskil the maisa. Meaning Rashi's Rebbeim aren't even talking about tchilas hamaisa; it's really potential for tchilas hamaisa. Well, Chor Rashi's Rebbeim would either say that somehow, even just putting Yodo Reikonis is Tchilas HaMaisa, not just in potential, or it's initiation without even Tchilas HaMaisa. Okay.
What's that? It's initiation without
Tchilas HaMaisa. When you acknowledge the Ramban's point, that you haven't done any Maisa Avera B'chal, there's no Maisa Hotzah, but you're the one who started the process. Like you sent out an invitation for Hotzah. Right? That's the position of Rashi's Rebbeim. Tosfos quotes the Riva, who has a different emphasis. It's not an emphasis on initiation of putting your hands through the Rishuyos, but it seems to be an initiation of the person who does, it's, the Mechayiv is the person who does the Chilaf Rishuyos. Okay, so it's not Pshitas Yad Reikonis, it's not Akira, but the person who actually takes the Chayfes through the Rishuyos. So it seems that according to them, the Mechayiv is really Chilaf Rishuyos. Poses a bit of a problem because Tosos on Sadi Gimel Amid Aleph. So there Tosos says that when it comes to Kasav Os Achas Baboker and Kasav Os Shnia, sorry, just Kasav Os Achas, so there Tosos says you don't need Exeris HaKasav to tell your Potter. It's intuitive that Os Achas is nothing. When it comes to Hotzah, so you need Exeris HaKasav to tell you that your Potter for Zeh Oker Vezeh Meiniach. Why? Because you would have thought that Hotzah Nachnasa Kapad Rachmana. And you be chayiv afilu below hanacha. It's not a problem. This Tosas works nicely. When you come Tosas on Sadi Gimel, it seems that the chila for shuyos is the mechayiv, and therefore you would have thought that even without a hanacha, you could be chayiv for chila for shuyos. Okay. So that Tosas on Sadi Gimel works out very nicely with the shita of the Riva, that the person who does the chila for shuyos is chayiv. Furthermore, you can medayik in the Riva that he says that the chila for shuyos is basically he's the person who's asa hamalacha, ela shechisa rimenu ma'at, o akira o hanacha. I mean, so the way that the Riva is willing to do away with just nakira and hanacha seems to betray his shita that the chila for shuyos is the main mechayev. The problem is Tosos Dibur Maschil Shnehem. There Tosos says that if there's one person who has to be chayev for a case of shnaim shasua, it would have been the meiniach. What? Tosas on Daf Gimel. The aim svar da yidei asheni she'asa hanacha v'gmar hamalachi yischayv arishon. El asheni kaparach she'yischayv afisha yado nigmar hamalacha. So Tosos, Dibur Maschil Peturi, was building up the chilaf for shuyos. He was able to dismiss the hanacha. Tosas on Sadi Gimel dismisses the hanacha and emphasizes the chilaf for shuyos. And yeah, then Tosos, Dibur Maschil Shneim, says, oh, the hanacha is the ikar. So you seem to have mixed messages from Tosos here. So what's going on? So that's the simple solution is to mechalik ke'ein the way we were mechalik for Rashi. And that would be that according to Tosos, you might say that the mechayiv is definitely the chila for shuyos, like Tzadi Gimel and like Dibur Maschil Peturi. The Gemara's havamin of v'ha yisavida melacha, that if it's split up, only one of them should be chayiv. So that's not saying that you should be mechayiv you because you did the main part of the melacha. Tosas there is saying that sometimes the Gemara HaMalacha is, it's the Makle HaPatish, that finishes off the Malacha. So in terms of accountability, so you'll grab the person who did less, but did the final part of the Malacha. So he's not doing the Ikra Malacha, but he's accountable because he did the end. That's like a parallel distinction that we had for Rashi, where you might say that the Akira is not necessarily the Ikra Malacha, just the Akira is the Tchilas Malacha. So you might say that for Tosos. Just note that in Shir, we were reading Tosos on Tzadi Gimel Amid Aleph here as being Mechalik between the Akira and the Hanacha. If that's how you read Tosos on Tzadi Gimel, then you have three mixed messages from Tosos. Tzadi Gimel, he's saying Akira. In Peturi, he's saying Chila for Shuyos. And in Shneim, he's saying Hanacha. If you read Tosos on Tzadi Gimel, it's Chila for Shuyos, which is what it sounds like. Says that Ahotza, the Havmina Ahachnasa Vahotza, who the Kapi Rachmana. That would sound like Chila for Shuyos and not necessarily Akira.
Why did
Rebbe read it this way? So I think because the Gemara is talking about Zeh Okav Zeh Meniach. So if you don't read that, if you want to read Tosos as just talking about Chila for Shuyos, then it's peculiar because you could have cases where the Meniach is doing the Chila for Shuyos. Right? So Tosos here is throwing out a Fila B'loh Hanacha, but maybe the Meniach is doing the Chila for Shuyos. Here? I think that's why you read it that way. But from Tosos Lashon, it sounds like it's a distinction between Chila for Shuyos and Meniach.
So I don't think you can really say it's. I think in the calculation of what Rashi is saying, we were thinking you have to look at Rashi in Daf Gimel where he.
I thought you have to look at Rashi in the Bomberger.
Not Daf Gimel, Rashi. No, sorry. Rashi Daf Bet. You also that's a separate issue. But no, Rashi Daf Bet, just our Rashi, he summarizes his opinion in a seemingly different way. He says,
yeah, Rashi here still to himself.
Vishani delo chashiv ela akiro chen kliat hamalacha ve'ikalamei ma'ashem yikmerena. So he's saying
good, and also Shema Yigmarana.
So he's saying it's not clear. He's saying both.
Right.
So I think Shua must be at least partially right, but not fully right.
You hear that? He thinks you're not fully right.
Because Rashi says both.
Right.
So he's.
Yeah, Ali.
So if you're thinking that Tosos, why can't you just say Tosos and Gimel? That just the Anacha is connected with Hila for Shuyos. Unless you're comfortable saying that Akira.
Because Tosos says you could do either or, no? Tos el shechisim or not, o Akira o Anacha. I think that's why. Good. Now, I'm just saying you could also read the Riva a different way. This is what I was suggesting, just that you could read the Riva as talking about Rov HaMalacha. And it depends on whether you read the chisim menu ma'at, o Akira o Anacha, as an inclusive or as an exclusive or. If it's inclusive or, then Tos is saying, I could do away with either the Akira or the Hanacha, meaning neither the Akira or the Hanacha is significant to the Malacha. What's significant is the Chila for Shuyos. That's what you're reading in Shir. If you read it as an exclusive or, meaning as long as you do Rov HaMalacha and you're just missing one component, which is either the Akira or the Hanacha, but not both. Meaning what's integral to Tosa's argument is that you're just missing one of the three stages. So it'll be Machayev, the person who does the Rov. Whereas according to what we were saying in Shir, Tosas is really saying that the Akira and the Hanacha are indispensable. It happens to be it. There's no Hekatimtsi where you have a Chila for Shuyos without either an Akira and a Hanacha. But it's not essential to the Mechayiv. Okay. Good. So that would be the position of Tosos quoting the Riva. Even if you don't want to read the Riva, it's talking about a fundamental Mechayiv of Chila for Shuyos. We mentioned the Ritva Shita very quickly. The Ritva sides with Chila for Shuyos. And he just says, because Chila Misha Motzi O Hichnis Yado, so Bezet Taloi Iker Chiyav Achatas. So it sounds like the Ritva is saying that the real Mechayiv here is the Chila for Shuyos. So even if you don't want to take it in the Riva, it's clear that the Ritva has a Shita, that the Chila for Shuyos is the Iker Chiyav Achatas. Not a Gemar, not a Tchila, but the warp and the woof of Hotza is Hotza Vachnasa. It's a bit problematic because the Ritva in Ayin Gimel says that the Ritva on Daf Ayin Gimel, we don't have the Ritva on Daf Beis, it's missing. But the Ritva on Ayin Gimel builds up the Ramban Shita that Achnas is an Av because of Kol Akira Tzchefetz Mimkomo Otzah Karile. So then it would turn out that the Ritva is holding that Kol Akira Tzchefetz Mimkomo Otzah Karile, which seems to emphasize the Akira. And yet over here the Ritva is siding with the Chila for Shuyos. Yeah. Right. So you might say, like Lowy suggesting, that really what the Ritva, even when you say, and you'll have to say this for the Ramban also, which we'll see in a second, that even if you quote the Gemara of Kol Akira Tzchefetzim Komo Tzarko, it doesn't mean the Akira per se. It could mean one of two things. The Pashas, it means the Akira per se. But it could also mean either that the Akira is a tnai in the Akira being done is that there's a hanacha, which would mean that just uprooting an object from its place is not really considered uprooting it until it finds a new makom shvisa. So almost like a tnai in viewing Akira's chevet mim komo is that it has a hanacha somewhere else. Because then you would say that it's true the mechayiv is akiras chevetz mekomo, but it's only considered akiras chevetz mekomo when you have a hanacha somewhere else. Yeah, not for the ritu you don't say hanacha, but until it's moved into a different rishos. I mean, the emphasis is on mimkomo, so the akira is significant, but what's relevant is akira mimkomo. So that only happens b'shat chila for shiyos. This is very interesting because we saw the ritva on Ayin Gimel has a suffix about whether dalet amos is an av melacha, which seemed to turn on whether the Hagdara of Mim, whether that's Oker Davar Mim Koma. He's Mesup, because Dalet Amos and Avar Tolda. So if you just emphasize an Akira, so then for sure Dalet Amos would be an Av. But then he says maybe it's a Tolda, because maybe Dalet Amos is not really Mugdar as Mim Komo in the same way that Chila for Shios is Mim Komo. Okay? So then you'd have to put in the two Ritzvahs together, you would say that Kol Akira Shevet Mim Komo doesn't emphasize the Akira per se. It's the Akira is significant when you have Chila for Shios. Okay. That would be the Ritva Shita. The Baal HaMor also emphasizes the Chila for Shios, as the Peturi Dasu Dechiv Chatos. But we noted the Baal HaMor on the Mishnah. The second Baal HaMor says Chila for Shios is Peturi Dasu Dechiv Chatos. But the Baal HaMor on the Mishnah broke down Bifnim and Bachutz based off Akiros. Okay? That's very much parallel to the Ritva. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, it's
right. So you'd have to say something similar for the Baal HaMor. Right, the Mishnah defines them based off the Pifnim Achutz, based off Akiros, and yet Peturi Dasu Dechiv Chatos is Chila for Shios. The Ramban, in his Chidushim on Daf Gimel, the Ramban says no, it's not Chila for Shios, it's not Akira, it's the Hanacha. And whether or not, it's not clear what the Ramban is saying. Is the Ramban saying that the Hanacha is what makes you accountable? Was the Ramban suggesting, like we suggested in Tosfos, that the Hanacha is what makes you accountable? Or is the Ramban saying that the Hanacha is the Mechayiv of the Malacha? So in Shir, we suggested that it depends on whether you read the Ramban with the brackets or without the brackets. If you read the Ramban without the brackets, then he's saying the Iker Chiyuv Chatas is contingent on the Hanacha. If you read the Ramban with the brackets, then the Ramban is just saying that the Hanacha is the Gemar HaMalacha, and the Melo, that's what's also the Dechiv Chatos. So without the brackets, the Ramban is saying that the Hanacha is the Ikra Malacha of Hotzah. With the brackets, the Ramban is just saying that it could be that something else is the Mechayiv, just that since this is the Gemar, this is what the Mishnah is going to emphasize, this is what the Gemar is going to emphasize in Daf Gimel. And then here again, we noted that the Ramban on Daf Beis is the Rishon who builds up Kol Akiras Chepet Mimkomo. So if you put the two Rambans together, there he emphasizes Akira, here he emphasizes Hanacha. So you'd have to suggest that for the Ramban, once again, it's Akira Shevet Mekomo. But whereas the Ritva suggested that the Chila for Shuyos is what changes Mimkomo, the Ramban would have to say somehow that the Akira Shevet Mekomo is contingent on the Hanacha. The Ramban also says on Daf Gimel, the Ramban says that the girsa that you have in the Gemara of Ha'is Avidam Mi Melacha Mi Beinayu, the Ramban thinks that's incorrect. The Ramban thinks you have to take off Mi Beinayu. And the Gemara just gave us a case of Zeh Uker V'Zeh Meiniach. Then the Gemara says V'Ha'is Avidam Melacha Mi Beinayu, according to our girsa. So there the Gemara seems to be challenging that even though each person did Chatzi a Melacha, we should be Mechayiv them because in sum total, a Melacha was done. That's our girsa in the Gemara. The Ramban says, don't read Mi Beinayu. Just say v'ha'yis avida malacha, meaning it's not, you shouldn't be chayiv because the two of you did a malacha together. You should be chayiv because the Gemara just said that there's one part of the malacha that's more significant than the other part. So according to Ramban's read, the Gemara just said that hanacha is the ikra malacha. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that let's be mechayiv the meiniach. He should be chayiv because he did the ikra malacha. So that works out better with the Ramban's fundamental reading of the Shaka Vitaria. Ramban is out the brackets.
Worse with the other Ramban.
On Daf Beis.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to read the Ramban on Daf Beis. If you want to build up the Ramban on Daf Beis, you'd have to say that when the Ramban says that you should be Mechayiv alone, that just the meiniach, you have to say something that it's just impossible to be mechayev and oker, even though he's doing the main part of the malacha, just because he didn't do anything that he didn't finish it. Meaning, even if you dig 9 tefachim of the boar, and that's, let's say, rov ha'isser, so you just can't be mechayev somebody if they didn't do an isser. It's like a technicality in liability. Okay. Then the whole shak of attire in Daf Gimel is about liability, not about ikra malacha. Everybody get Yonatan's point? Yeah? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I didn't get it.
Okay, Yonatan, explain.
So, the Ramban, the Ramban and the Abdeid were saying that Akira is very important, and here we were saying that the Ramban was saying that he based it on Hana. So, also, that, so we had a problem with that, but then I said that it wasn't sort of a deal, we were going to answer it up with some comment that we did, like we did with the Ritva, and say that it was really just that it was Hanacha with the Tanaim, there was also an Akira. But you can't really, that answer becomes weaker once you say that he also reads that fundamentally into the Gemara, that the Gemara is now suggesting that the guy who did the Hanacha should also be Chayv, should be the only person that is Chayv. So that is really just directly against what he said on that page when he thought that Akira was very important. So we're just answering that we can only technically be Machayv someone who did a Hanacha because he's the one that finished it. We can't be Machayev someone who did Nakira because he just didn't do anything right now. It's a technicality and liability, what we're doing, the way that he reads out Gimel well in that phase, it was fundamental. What is the fundamental aspect of the system? I don't know if that was clear or not. Or
yeah, sounded good.
Sounded all
right. So in other words, you have three Rambans. No. You have a Ramban on Daf Beis who says that Kol Akira Aschevesim Komotza Karilei, emphasizing that Akira. And that's why both Ha'utza and Achnas are Avos, because the Akira is what's important. The Ramban here says that Hanacha is the Ptura Dasa Yechiv Chatas, and then the Ramban says that if only one of them would be Chayiv, it would only be the Meiniach, because the Meiniach did something significant. So these three Rambans are incongruous. There, on Beis, he's emphasizing the Akira, here he's emphasizing the Hanacha, and from the first Ramban, he's emphasizing the Hanacha maybe in a technical sense. From the third Ramban, he's emphasizing the Hanacha clearly in a fundamental way. That's just the Mashmos, okay, on the surface read. So how do you resolve the Ramban? So one way is Lawi's way, to say that really the Ramban and Daf Beis is saying that Akira is the Iker, a Tznai in considered Nekar Mim Komo, is that now you have a Hanacha.
That's not what I'm saying.
Ah, what are you saying?
I'm saying that the Malacha is defined by removal of an object from his place. Because the... Yeah. No, we're not talking...
I think that was similar to what I was saying, just with a Canadian accent.
Not born in America.
Right. Part of the mechayev is removing it from its place. It's not considered removed from its place until you have hanacha. So he's not even emphasizing that kira on that base.
Right. But in one way, he's just describing what the mechayev is saying. That it's not wrong to call the kira's hip as the hutsa, because then that's the removal is what's being done. But which part of the mechayev is going to be mechayev is not discussing.
Right.
I'm not going to say that the kira's hip is the mechayev
either.
Right. It's not
Right. So you could say that, or you could say that the Ramban on Daf Gimel is not building up the Hanacha. The Ramban on Daf Gimel is all about liability. So Ptura Dasa Duchiv Chatz is the person who's finishing the Malacha, and then even though the person who's finishing is doing less of the Malacha, liability always lies in finality. Okay? So those are the shitas that we're showing him just in reading the Gemara and Daf Beis, and how they read the Mishnah. Okay. So now the question becomes, regardless of which part of the Malacha you want to build up in isolation, so the question is, how do we view the Malacha of Hotzah when it's divided into its constituent parts? Meaning, not which one of those parts is Iker or Tafel, but the shaila is, do any of those parts even have chashivos on their own, in isolation from the rest of the malacha? So here it's very helpful to contrast ze oker ve ze meniach with the general isser that we have in the Torah of Chatzis Shir. Question is, so now that we could split up Hotzah, Hakira, Hanacha, Chilef, Rashios, so the question is, how does ze oker ve ze meniach compare to other cases of Chatzis Shir in the Torah? Do you view the Malacha of Hotzah as being totally decimated? When you have its constituent parts, you have nothing. Or do you say that each part on its own is Torim, it gives or it retains the dimension of an Isra Malacha in and of itself. So the Rashash that we quoted earlier, Pshitas Rashi, so the Rashash assumes that you could apply the categories of Chatzi Shir to the Malacha of Hotzah. So Ze Oker is also Mishum Chatzi Shir. So in which case, Ze Akira and Ahanacha are just like half a Kezayis of Chelev versus a full Kezayis of Chelev. So it retains its identity as a Shemis, sir, even though it's split up. What? As Chatzi Shir, also in the Torah. Only because of the technicality of Chazir Starufe, according to the Rashash. Lu Yitzir that, or if you had a different reading, Achronim point this out, that like the note of Yehuda has a different understanding of Chazir Starufe, more fundamental. People point this out, if you eat a Chatzi Kezayis in the last second of Yom Kippur, so it's not Chazir Starufe technically. So is that Chatzi Shir Asim HaTorah or not? Okay. So the Rashash is assuming that wouldn't be Chatzi Shir Asim HaTorah, because technically it's not Omer Litzirah. But if you think Chazir Starufe means that even less than a shir retains its shame Isser V'Haraya, you could combine it for a shir Shalim, so then you would say that fundamentally Chatzi Shir Shayach to Hanacha also. That's what I was saying earlier, that the Rashash is making two assumptions. The Ber Yitzchak that we saw earlier when he discussed Hotzah Malacha Guruhi, so Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan suggested that Chatzi Shir is not relevant, even if Chatzi Shir is Asr on Torah in general, and Chatzi Shir is Asr on Shabbos, it wouldn't apply to Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach. Because you've disintegrated the Malacha Hotzah to such an extent that it doesn't even retain any vestige of a Shem Isser anymore. It doesn't have the Tzura of a Malacha Shabbos. Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach is nothing. That's the suggestion of the Ber Yitzchak, and the Beis Meir also makes a similar suggestion on our Gemara. Only because of Achshash, let's say, whatever the Gemara is talking about, a Pturi is also the Bechi of Chatos. That's the only reason why you'd have an Isser Dabanan. But in terms of Chatzi Shir, you have nothing. So even
is there anyone that says that it's only Usser in a case where the entire process is carried out?
Meaning on Daf Gimel?
Yeah.
No, it's hard. From the Gemara, it doesn't sound that way. I mean, it's very hard to say on the Gemara that... Because the Gemara is talking about the Seifa cases. I mean, is the assumption of the Gemara that the whole case is carried out in order to have Turi Dasu Duchi of Chatas? Is that your question?
Yeah.
So that depends on which Rishonim you're reading. If you're reading like the Meniach Rishonim, then of course you have a full case carried out here, because we're only talking about the second party, so it's assuming that there's a Tchila. If you assume like Rashi, a strict read of Rashi, then you don't need the whole case to be carried out. Oh yeah, you could have somebody else do that kira for you,
yeah,
and you'd still be chay for a hanacha. I don't know. Like if the juggernaut did the akira, and then you're just doing the hanacha. I'm not sure. Yeah, right. We did suggest in shir that you'd have to have, like for the Rabos of Shalrashi, it's clear that pshitas yad is not a ma'isa isra bifnei atzmo. It's contingent on the malacha being nigmar.
Right.
And maybe say
so,
even
so
for
what
Rashi.
I'm saying is maybe
what do you mean to everyone else?
To like Rashi Shita, it's referring to the Akira or to the...
Right, maybe. I don't think that's immediately relevant to whether Chatzi Shir Asim HaTorah is going to apply to this case. I think that depends more on just whether you think that an Akira below Hanacha has a Shem Isser of Hotza.
But like, it does apply in the sense that the Ber Yitzchak, who says that we're not applying Chatzi Shir to this case, would still say it's also
right, so he might, according to what you're saying, he would say there's no Isser Dabbanon unless the whole thing is finished. Right, because his Isser would be contingent on however you understand the Gemara and Daf Gimel.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So if you think the Gemara and Daf Gimel is Dafka when the Melacha is finished, so then you wouldn't have an Isser if you just do a Hanacha or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
The Rishonim would say that it's Usser because you did the Machayev, let's say like the Rashba. You assume that's a Chatzi Shir Asim HaTorah, or that could be an Isser Dabbanon of doing the Machayev.
You'd assume it's an Isser Darbon of doing the Machayev Hotzah. That's what you assume.
So that's what you think the Rashba is saying?
Yeah. They're not davening Chatzi Shir at all. Meaning you could hold that Chatzi Shir is not Shayach to Shabbos at all and still hold the Gemara in Daf Gimel very easily. It's a Chiddush that the Rashash reads in Chatzi Shir to this Gemara.
And the Rabbanan just say it's Usser to do
Right. Let's just go a little further and then we'll... Yeah, Ellie.
The very Yitzchak is a different reason. Should be Smear. So why?
Because I
have
Katsushir,
right?
Okay, why? Because I'm Hotsam Malacha Grua.
I thought very Yitzchak was just like Malacha Grua. And even if it wasn't regular Katsushir, you're not going to tie it for it.
Right. There are two different levels of going further than Katsushir. That's true. That's a good point. You could say it's Asur. Well, right.
That's what
Zev was pointing at also. That would be another way to miyashev Rashi. That would be another way to miyashev Rashi on the Rashi on the Mishnah with Rashi on Daf Gimel actually.
I think that was Pashas. I think that's what we were saying.
That's Kavana. Let's hold off on this discussion for a little bit. Is that alright? And I think you're going the same direction where Zev was going also. I think that's... What? Then... At all. That's what you would think. Even according to Rosh Hashanah's read of Rashi? Rosh Hashanah's reading that into Rashi. So I'm saying you could easily have dropped the Rashash and said that according to Rashi, if you have an Akira with Kavana Latzes, you would have an Isser Drabanan. Right, the Rashash clearly assumed that an Akira is just Chatzis Shir. So even if a thing's not finished, never gets finished, you violate an Isser Drabanan. So he thinks that's a plausible construct of Rashi. Right. So I'm saying you could drop the Chatzis Shir Mechayiv, say that Rashi holds the Mechayiv as Akira, and still say that you'd be chayiv, that you're over an Isser Drabanan without ever finishing the Melacha Ay Dei Acher.
What?
Okay, so that's a separate Shaila. That's a separate Shaila. That's a separate Shaila. It's a separate Shaila. You hear the point, Rashi? No? Fine. Okay, Lowy, we'll come back to you, alright? We'll put you on hold for a little bit. So the exact opposite of the tendency of the Beis Meir and the Ber Yitzchak is the Shita of the Meiri, which we saw on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis talks about a case. You put your hand outside the window on Shabbos. So the Gemara is a Shaila whether the Chachamim rakonis you from taking your hand back inside. So Gemara says, if you knas him, he has a chavis in his hand and he puts his hand out the window. So you knas him, he's not allowed to take his hand back in. So there's a chshash that he might drop the object, and then he'll violate hotzah d'oraisa. Okay, so agav, just note, the rashash brings a raya from this Gemara that you can mitzarev chatzis shir of zrika with chatzis shir of hotzah. That's like an interesting point. What? I think because you're putting the object out with Ayidei Hoshata or Yitzia, and then you drop it outside. That's like Zerika. So you see, you can mitzarev Zerika. I think that's what he says. So you can mitzarev Zerika with Hoshata. It goes down. Oh, yeah, we'll get back to Rosh Hashanah in a second. But that's what he suggests from that Gemara. So the Meiri has a question on this. The Gemara says that if you let him drop it, then it's p'turei da'asa de'chi of chatas. That's the Gemara. So the Meiri asks, one second. If you hold yesh yudia l'chatzis shir, then what happened? He puts his hand outside, okay, and he knows it's, let's say he didn't know it was Shabbos when he put his hand outside. Then he remembers it's Shabbos, he's leaving his hand there, and we're afraid that over the course of the day, he's going to forget again. He's leaving his hand out there all day, and he'll drop the object. That's the case in the Gemara. So the Meiri says, well, if the case presupposes that there's a yediya in between, so then if we paskin yesh yediya l'chatzis shir, which is how we do paskin, so what happens? He had a yediya of the Akira, And then later he had an idea of the hanacha. So according to the Manda Amar of Yesh Yidia L'chatzi Shir, you should always be Pater in that case. So the first day in the Meiri is Enachanami. Maybe this Gemara is only a Libid Manda Amar, Ein Yidia L'chatzi Shir. And maybe the Gemara in Daf Gimel is a Libid Rabbi Gamliel. That's a big Chiddush. Because that's assuming, like the Rashash, that Akira below Hanacha is the same as Chatzi Shir. If you pass in Yesh Yidia L'chatzi Shir, you'd be Pater in that case. So then the Meiri suggests that he has a Kabbalah, that if you drop that even if you pass in general Yesh Yidia L'chatzi Shir, an Akira below Hanacha is not even Chatzi Shir. So even if in general Yesh Yidia L'chatzi Shir, this is not Chatzi Shir. Why? So in Shir we suggested that maybe it's because Hotzah Zemlacha Gruhi, there's no emphasis on a Maisa at all, so the entire Mechayiv is with the Hanacha, B'shasa Hanacha. So Mela, any idea before the Hanacha is inconsequential. It doesn't even register as a halachic idea. Meaning, Yediyas HaAkira below Hanacha is worse than Yediyas Chatzi Shir. Because Yediyas HaAkira below Hanacha is absolutely meaningless. So in Shir, we explain this based off Hotzah Malacha Gruhi, that the entire Malacha comes only B'Shas HaAnacha. What? Right, so that's what Noach, I think, was pointing out yesterday. That the Meiri is not necessarily saying, this is the other way of reading the Meiri. The Meiri is not saying because of Otzah Malacha Gruhi. The Meiri is saying that because there's no Maisa in Chilef Reshuyos, so if anything is, I think it's what Tzvi is mentioning also, if there were to be a Maisa in Hotzah, it would only be B'Shas HaAnacha. So, Yesh Yidia L'chatzi Shir assumes that you had an idea of some Maisa Isser. But in Hotzah, since there's no Maisa Isser, Kodem Hanacha, so it doesn't register as the idea. So you have 2 days in the Meiri, whether this case is Doma de Chatzi Shir, or whether it's much less than Chatzi Shir Asim Na Torah. Tosos on Tzadi Gimel seem to have the exact opposite Shita of the Meiri. Tosos on Tzadi Gimel seem to have been suggesting, in the Havamina, before you had Xeris HaKasif to pater you from Zeh Okrev Zeh Meniach, so you would have thought that you'd be chayiv just for chilef reshuyos without a hanacha, without the gzeres hakasev. The Meiri is suggesting that until you have a hanacha, you couldn't have anything. So from Tosos, it sounds like the real, what's essential here, the real maisa avera is hotzah v'achnasa, and hanacha is just like a prat. From the Meiri, it sounds like the exact opposite. From the Meiri, it sounds like until the hanacha, nothing's really been done. Tosos here says that without the gzeres hakasev zeh okrev zeh meniach, I would have thought you're chayiv for chilef reshuyos at a hanacha. I mean, hanacha is just like a throwaway at the end. What? Or Akira. Right. For the Meiri though, you're not chayiv for anything. Nothing happened until you had the hanacha. Right. So the Chor Tosos would probably say that Yesh Yidia L'chatzi Shir, like Ein Lecha Yidia L'chatzi Shir Gedola Mizu, this is probably even better than Chatzi Shir Asim Na Torah. Right. Tosos would probably say that even if you held Chatzi Shir as Mutim Na Torah, over here it would be Aser because that the Hotzah Nachnasa is the Iker Melacha. Okay? It's just interesting that the Pnei Yeshua also makes a similar suggestion. And the Pnei Yeshua and Daf Gimel suggests that even with the Gzeres HaKasev, it may be that there's an Iser Doraisa. The Gzeres HaKasev that tells you Zeok of Zemeniach is Pater, that's a special din in Chiyuv Chatos. But there may be an Iser Doraisa for Zeok of Zemeniach. Which would mean that even if you held in general, let's say, Chatzi Shir is Mutim Natorah, or that Chatzi Shir doesn't apply to Shabbos Ki Huzeh, so you'd say Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach is worse than a classic case of Chatzi Shir. Because you have three models in understanding this. You have the Rashash, who thinks that Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach is a classic case of Chatzi Shir Asim Natorah. You have the Meiri, according to the second day, that Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach is a lot lighter, it's less Chamor than Chatzi Shir Asim Natorah. Nothing's happened until the end. You have the Pnei Yeshua, and maybe that Tosan Tzadi Gimel who seems to suggest that this would be even worse. Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach would be worse than the classic case of Chatzi Shir Asim Na Torah.
Pnei Yeshua is opposite of the Mitzvei
Yeah. He disagrees in his Havamina in the Mitzvei Eishon. The Pnei Yoshua has a diak in the Rambam Perisha Mishnayis that the Rambam in Perisha Mishnayis seems to say you get Malkus for Zeok Rav Zemeniach. It's a problem in the Girsos. But that's what motivated the Pnei Yoshua to make the suggestion that maybe the Rambam read the Gemara just as being a din in Chiyuv Chatos, really in Esedoraisa there is. So this is all about when you... Pnei Yoshua's in that phase. This is all about Zeok Rav Zemeniach. So now the question becomes, and this is what we're going to pick up with this week, is what happens when you have one person doing the Akira and the Hanacha? So in the case where there's some continuity between the two parts of the Malacha, what's the relationship? So Adkan, we've been talking about when you split them up. Ze'okir v'zameniach, which is the Ikr, which is the Tafel, which is the Gemara, which is the important part. What happens when you have the same person doing the Akira and the Hanacha, the case in the Gemara and Ksuvis? How much of the Maisa starts with the Akira? How much of it belongs to the Hanacha? How much is critical of what happens in between? And will you be mechalek between Dalet Amos Pirshas Rabim and Chilah Pirshios? Meaning, is Akira and Hanacha more significant in Dalet Amos Pirshas Rabim than it is in Chilah Pirshios, or vice versa? So we already noted that the Meiri and Daf Gimel is already mechalek between Dalet Amos and Hotzah Achnasa. When it comes to Hotzah and Achnasa, the Meiri says there's no Maisa until the Hanacha. When it comes to Dalet Amos Pirshas Rabim, so then you would say yesh yidiyah lechatzi shir even on just the first two amos of havara birchas harabim. So when it comes to chilah pirshuyos, the hanacha zikr, when it comes to dalet amos birchas harabim, the Meiri is saying that there's already chashivos to the process, the entire process mitzchila. The Meiri in Sukkah quoted the Ravid, who held that you could violate chilah pirshuyos, you could violate dalet amos birchas harabim without ever having an akira, without ever having a hanacha birchas harabim. Meaning you do an Akira in one Rosh Hashanah, you walk through a Rosh Hashanah into another Rosh Hashanah, you do a Hanachah in that new Rosh Hashanah, so he thinks you could be Chayiv for Havaras Dalet Amos, even though there never was an Akira or Hanachah in the Rosh Hashanah itself. So does that mean that Akira and Hanachah are less pronounced as a Mechayiv when it comes to Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah? So that's what we'll pick up this week with the Gemara in Ksuvos and Daf Lamed Aleph.